June 6, 1904. It takes courage, fidelity, and greatest attention to follow what the divinity operates within us. Continuing in my usual state, he made himself seen, for a little, from within my interior. First, himself alone, and then all three divine persons. But they were all in profound silence. I continued my usual interior work in their presence, and it seemed that the sun would unite with me, and I would do nothing but follow him. But everything was silence, and in this silence I would do nothing but identify myself with God, and my whole interior, my affections, heartbeats, desires, breaths, would become profound adorations to the Supreme Majesty. And then, after spending some time in this state, it seemed that all three of them were speaking, though one single voice was formed. And they said to me, "Our beloved daughter, courage, fidelity, and greatest attention in following what the divinity operates in you. Because everything you do, it is not you who does it, but you do nothing other than give the divinity your soul as residence. It happens to you as to a poor woman who had a little hovel, and the king asks for it as his residence. And she gives it to him, and does everything the king wants. So, since the king resides in that little hovel, it contains riches, nobility, glory, and all goods. But to whom do they belong? To the king. If the king wants to leave, what remains to the poor one? She is left always with her poverty,